Looking through the book and nodding toward the radio, he makes a wry observation that tonight is anything but silent and peaceful, like Christmas Eve should be. Maybe, he joked, they could sing another version of the song, one titled Stormy Night, Holy Night. Seeing his daughter is in no mood for light chatter, he decides he needs to do something else to help settle her down. Sitting back down with the book in his hands, he tells her that perhaps focusing their minds on the reason for the holiday might calm their nerves. After all, he reminds her, the Bible tells them that he will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Noticing that the thunder and lightning seem to be getting closer increases Caroline's apprehension, and she sits down in the other chair as her father thumbs through the book, looking for the pages he has in mind. He settles on a page, and as he reads the familiar story, it somehow seems to him to be fresh and new.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
As he looks up from the book, he wondered if Caroline would like him to read some more. Shaking her head, she thanks him for the story a little sarcastically and wonders if he is going to read her a Christmas carol next. Closing the book, Harold keeps his feelings to himself and turns up the radio a little more so that there is more of a holiday atmosphere. Watching his daughter fiddling with her phone, Harold wishes now that he had taken her out of town for the holiday, as he originally planned. He was going to go visit his wife's sister and spend the holidays with them in order to avoid the two of them being in the now lonely house during the holidays. But Caroline had protested, saying that she felt closer to her mother at home. Also, she was afraid to get out on the highways during the holiday rush, since that's how her mother had her accident. She had also been planning on going away for a few weeks after Christmas to take care of her ailing mother. But then, that never happened, and her mother took a turn for the worse, passing away also a few weeks later. Standing and pacing, Caroline tries to text a friend, but being down in the basement, she can't get any signal bars. The Wi-Fi went out with the power, so she can't even stay in contact with the outside world or her friends, which she finds extremely frustrating. Her bad mood gets even worse when another special weather alert comes over the radio.
We interrupt our programming with this severe weather bulletin. A tornado has touched down 3 miles outside of the city limits. and is on a path south-southwest toward the outskirts of town. The severe thunderstorm warning has been upgraded to a tornado watch until 9 p.m. for the following counties.
Worriedly, Caroline resumes pacing as the sounds of the storm increase outside, but she suddenly stops and looks at her father in disbelief as she notices him sitting calmly.